You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, it's a new day. This is Rhett Palmer, and in the studio we have Pastor Trevor Rayburn from Morningstar Church. Good morning, Pastor Trevor.
Hey, good morning, Rhett. Good to see you.
We also have the beautiful Bonnie Martinelli, the Executive Director of CareNet Indian River County, and she's got some breaking news on somebody very, very famous that's coming to Vero Beach. They had a major motion picture out on her, and she's an award-winning, a Grammy Award-winning, and a Dove Award-winning artist. And we're going to talk about that. And also we're going to be talking about an amendment that can affect the lives of children throughout the state of Florida. And most people are not aware of Amendment 4 and the ramifications thereof. So first of all, let's swing over to Bonnie. Bonnie, tell us about this Amendment 4 and how dangerous it could be for babies.
Well, this amendment is shocking for Floridians because, you know, we've been a pro-life state for quite some time. But if Amendment 4 passes, then abortion will be legal up until birth. Or we might want to say, scientifically, we know that the babies feel pain. So much later than what the babies feel pain, abortions will be legal. And secondly, which is really terrible, there will be no parental consent. So a 13-year-old could go get an abortion without her parents' consent, yet she can't take cough medicine or Tylenol at school without her parents' consent.
So it's, you can't go to a movie. There's what is the PG movie or the PG movie 13, definitions? You can't go without. Yeah, you can get an abortion. This is just ludicrous. Who in the world, other than demonic blindness, that these people? I mean, don't the people that are approving of these things understand? I mean, do they not see that and wonder why am I approving of this? It's nothing less than, if you have spiritual eyes, that this is demonic warfare. Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of light and darkness. Right, Bonnie?
You know, I even know, especially with parental consent, just recently for one of our older daughters, for being a now kind of a young girl, we went to go get her ears pierced. And she got to do that with her mom and her grandmother. And you've got to have parental consent, even to get your ears pierced. And so I guess the question becomes, you know, who's the parent? Is it the mom and dad, or is it the government? You know, and so by saying yes on 4, you're saying that the government is the parent, and you don't need a mother and a father. And of course, the breakdown of the family creates a breakdown in culture. And so we as a people need to make sure that, you know, parents get to be parents.
Yes, and it's written very deceptively on purpose. So, you know, when people read it, they're not going to really understand it. And it was done like this on purpose. And there's been hundreds of focus groups where pro-life people went in and, you know, looked at these amendments and voted. And once they find out that they actually voted yes, they are devastated to think, oh my goodness, had I not been educated on this amendment, I would have voted yes. Mm-hmm. And that's where Christians and churches and everybody that's pro-life, they need to speak up and educate themselves and educate others. And there's a great website called Too Extreme for Florida, but there's also many others that are trying to rally together to educate people because what we heard, Planned Parenthood is hoping that the church will stay the sleeping giant that mm-hmm. it has been, and we just can't have that happen. So we need to wake up.
You know, one of the quotes, if you've listened to a great preacher, Charles Spurgeon, he talked about, you know, the reason why there's so much death in our culture is because the church has allowed it. We, you know, when we're silent on an issue or we feel that you know, it's not our place to be vocal, then we're really passing up an opportunity where the church really gets to be an influence on our culture and our community. And, you know, we're called as Christians to love thy neighbor. And so it's an act of love to protect children and these parents who otherwise would regret motherhood, miss motherhood, and miss fatherhood. And so, yes, Bonnie's right. I think churches need to be more informed. My encouragement to any minister listening, or if you attend and have a home church, talk with your pastor and see about, you know, in the weekly bulletin, something that's put out on a regular basis so that every person who comes for weekly worship knows what's coming up in these next few months.
Yeah, yeah. And when you said love your neighbor, there's no closer neighbor than the baby in your womb. Mm-hmm. You can't get any closer than that. And, yeah. You know, people just don't even realize that.
Do we have any, I'm thinking of a few wealthy people that I know in Vero. Do we have any wealthy people stepping up? Usually on something like this, if it was national, you'd be seeing these full page, you know, $400,000 ads in the New York Times saying, hey, vote no on Amendment 4. How do we get the word out? I mean, are we falling more and more asleep? It actually seems to me ludicrous that we're actually having this conversation. That people, there are a percentage, like 40% of the Americans, maybe 50%, that think it's okay for me to do with my body what I want to do with it. If that means killing a child, that's A-okay. It's my body. This child is coming from my body. I have the right to kill it up until the time of birth. I mean, this is just, we need to get the word out. And there's only a short time. What do we have, that's 70 days, 60, I think?
67 days from today. Mm-hmm. Until November 5th. But we were told on Governor DeSantis is very, very much against this. From day one, he has been advocating against Amendment 4 100%. He didn't have a say in this getting passed. And so, as we know, you know, in order to get an amendment on a ballot, you have to get signatures. And sadly, George Soros, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, they paid millions of dollars to get all these signatures. And so it actually went to the Florida Supreme Court and it was voted 4 in favor, three against. And sadly, it should have never got on our ballot, but it did. And so maybe, who knows, maybe this is God's way of saying, wake up, come on, church, come on, body. And the thing is, churches have been also deceived in thinking that as a nonprofit, they can't speak on these things. But that is incorrect. Actually, on this Zoom conference with Governor DeSantis' office, they said since 1934, not one church in Florida has lost its nonprofit status. Not mm-hmm. one. And the thing is, since it's an amendment, it's not a candidate or it's not a party. So mm-hmm. you can talk about amendments in church. And so churches just need to understand that, you know, we do need to speak up. And
I've also been an advocate. You know, it's interesting. I brought this up in a Sunday sermon just two Sundays ago, and I said, who is coming in for worship and giving to the church so that you can get a tax write-off? I mean, I understand that's not why we give as Christians. We give because we're called to be cheerful givers and to support the ministry of building up the kingdom of God. And so I'm as these political issues come up, which really are biblical issues, the more and more I think about it, I'm just saying, who cares about a tax exempt status? If we lose it, we lose it. I'm going to share who I think is the correct candidate, the correct amendment, the people who are going to support biblical principles. This is the best way to raise up a good community, even if it comes at a sacrifice. I mean, there's many Christians who translated the Bible into English and were killed for doing so. So we need to promote Christian values in our community. It's so important.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's many people that I think if they're going to give, they want to give. I think it's just an added bonus that it is a write-off. But they'll be coming after that in your lifetime. If not in my lifetime, Pastor Trevor, you're going to see them come after that. They're going to try to take away the non-for-profit status. You know,
it's not going to stop us from worshiping.
Amen. Amen. You know? And something they said yesterday, they used the quote from Wilbur Wilberforce, let it not be said that I was silent when they needed me.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that goes for all of us because there's so many Christians that aren't registered to vote. And I believe it's October 7th is the last day to register to vote. But also, statistically, 40% of people vote, do the early voting.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important that we speak up now. 40% do 40%. Early voting.
Well, this is incredible. I just recently went to a Mennonite wedding up here. I befriended some Mennonites, and they're very dedicated and very respectful, loving people. I've been at their home for dinner, but they don't believe in voting. And I saw, I asked my friend Jesse, the father of David, who runs the farm up here, and I said he's about 55 years of age. I said we pray. I said praying's okay, but I said, for everybody listening, if I might say this, the Lord made it very clear in the scriptures. He said, if you see evil and you do nothing about it, the blood will be on your hands. But if you see evil and attempt to correct it, though you fail, the blood will not be on your hands. And so, folks, there is no middle ground on this. You're either going to take action or not. And if you're not taking action, God himself in the scriptures, right, Pastor Trevor, says you will be accountable. And this, obviously, this is said in the Bible. This means there is going to be a day of judgment. People want to say, oh, everything, it's not really real and there's not going to be judgment. It says right there, if you see evil and do nothing, the blood will be on your hands. If you see evil and attempt to correct it, we better get out there, because nothing is more precious than the life of a baby. And this is a continual thing of the devil. I mean, with Baal, B-A-A-L, Baal in the Old Testament, the Jews would sacrifice their babies, their living babies, to the god of Baal. And of course, this brought about great anger from the Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Right, Pastor?
Yeah. And, you mentioned about, is there great funding? I mean, you can have millions of dollars, but really the way things get passed through is these grassroots movements. And the power of people is worth more than the dollars of a few. And, if our Christian churches wake up, you think about it, across the United States, there's 300,000 Protestant churches, and they all have their own congregational sizes. You can almost imagine that they were 100 to 500 apiece. I mean, you can have large voting blocks to help vote in what's called the will of God, to have policies and people who would uphold God's standards for life and liberty. The word vote, I don't know if you knew this, is a Latin word from votum, and it doesn't mean choice, it means will. And so when you talk about people who say...
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Sister, I can hear you cry out loud. One more time, this old world has let you down. You might think I don't know what you're going through, but sister, I do.